All right, I'm joined here with Kathy McGinnis, Democrat from Rehoboth Beach, running for Lieutenant Governor. First off, why would you be a good fit as Delaware's next Lieutenant Governor?
I believe Delaware needs someone with my unique experience. I have years of public, nonprofit, and real business experience, and I know how to create jobs and raise wages. And Delaware needs that now more than ever.
Previously, you've said that you've fought for cleaner beaches and small business growth as Rehoboth Beach City Commissioner. Mm-hmm. What platforms are you passionate about for your run as Lieutenant Governor?
Well, one would be equal pay, closing the gender pay gap. I think that should be a priority. I think the state could play a vital role to make sure that men and women are guaranteed equal pay for equal work. Another one is paid family leave. There was a study of best and worst states for working moms, and we ranked 36th in the work-life balance issues. So this would help tip the scales and bring that tough balance of work and family closer in line by giving workers time they need to care for a loved one or a sick child or, without jeopardizing their financial security. So that's something I'm also passionate about as well.
The position of Lieutenant Governor has been left vacant since Matt Dehn left in 2015 to be Attorney General of the state. How would you make waves in the state's number two position coming in after a long absence?
Well, you know, you have the two presiding duties, which is presiding over the Senate and chairing the Board of Pardons. But I would partner with our next governor. I have spent 6 weeks going up and down the state talking to different industries, employers, and have compiled some innovative solutions and ideas and even an anti-poverty plan. So hopefully some of those things, as I partner with the governor, because I believe we share a similar message, could be put forward as a priority.
Do you see yourself being able to work well with
Absolutely. Absolutely. I work with anybody and everybody to get, for the benefit of Delawareans across the state.
And that would include a Republican governor if one was elected?
Include a Republican governor? Is that what you said?
Yes.
If elected.
Okay, so you're holding pat to John Carney, probably in your mind being the next governor of Delaware.
I believe so.
Okay, what differentiates you from others running for this lieutenant governor office?
Many things. Again, as my public, nonprofit, and real business experience, but also accessibility. I'm in three counties. I'm in every county every day, which I have been since last year. I've been meeting with as many voters as I can because I want to hear about their needs and their challenges and how I can best represent them. In a recent interview, somebody joked with me and they said they walked into a barbershop on Tatnall Street in Wilmington and they saw this white lady and did a double take. Well, that was me. And that's what separates me apart. Not only am I strong and decisive, energetic, fresh perspective, not beholden, but and able to make a decision and work well with others and be a team player. But I'm also someone who will go to where I need to go or go to who I need to go to understand the voters, the issues I'm elected to serve.
Many of your opponents have charged that you should not be eligible to run for this office, saying you actually live in Utah. Do you have a response to those charges?
That was gone before the Board of Elections, and we have been cleared to run.
Okay, but you still did register to vote in Utah the last election cycle, right?
That went before the Board of Elections, and we are cleared to run.
The issue of legalizing marijuana was brought up at a recent Lieutenant Governor debate, and you seem to oppose it. Could you extrapolate on that?
The decision, what I was trying to convey is the decision should not be solely based on elected officials, but the public opinion should be considered.
So would you say that you are against legalizing marijuana?
The decision should be left up to the voters.
If you had to pitch Delaware voters in one sentence, why should they choose you as the next Lieutenant Governor of Delaware?
I've got the right nonprofit, public, and business background that no other candidate shares. And this unique experience is what Delaware needs now. I've walked in their shoes. I've been an employee and an employer. I've had to deal with regulation, red tape. It's a perspective that if you haven't been there, you don't understand it.